This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these backgrounds?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I'm going to jump right to the hygiene hypothesis because it's an awesome alliteration. I love alliteration. Hygiene hypothesis. Could it be that eating dirt can make you less anxious? We're going to, film at 11. It's on the Robert Scott Bell Show next hour. Why do kids put dirt in their mouth? We'll get into that. Bruce Lipton talked about it last week when we were together with him at the Advanced Medicine Conference in Pasadena, California. So we got great news on eating dirt today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. That's an appetizing, no, I didn't say worms. No, don't eat the worms. It's dirt. Pertussis vaccine failures. Question of the day out of Australia related to lung cancer. We got anti-vaxxers being flipped off by a Bronx assemblyman. What else we got going on? Walmart, HPV stories, Purdue Pharma opioids. Jeffrey Jackson! Our buddy Jeffrey Jackson is back. It's been a while. We've been trying to get him on, and he's back today. We're going to be talking about CBD claims, the FDA, and opioids, and Big Pharma basically duping FDA, duping WHO. The question is, if you're a willing dupe, are you still a dupe? Hey, ask that. Answer it. We'll answer it later. First and foremost, when we get to homeopathy, it's big news because I rarely ever speak about homeopathy here. Oh, man, that's maybe not it's an exaggeration, just slight. But we're going to get to it at the Walmart level. This is big time. Homeopathy has hit the big time, and some of the nasties are fighting back. But first and foremost, we have some more CBD to give away. We are giving away another bottle of Plus CBD oil, $70 approximate retail value, cafe mocha flavor. But in order to get it, potentially, right? Your odds are way better than the lottery. Just go to robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts. That's it, because you'll get a message from Super Don sometime this week, likely. And we'll talk about how to enter the contest. Those of you who already entered, you're in, but there are a lot of folks that aren't signed up yet for email alerts. We don't sell your list or anything like that. We want to give some stuff away. So that's coming up. But first and foremost, Super Don tells me that somebody on the email list recently said, I don't want to be on your email list. And that, I'd say it's a cause for concern, but no, it's just, that's a normal part of email lists. They come, they go, people sign up, they don't know, they say, I don't want it. But the reason why this particular gentleman did not want email from us is rather interesting. And I was really a little bit surprised. I'm like, really? Do we do shows on this? Super Don. They have a way that if they want, they can say, you know, I don't want your email, and this is why. Right? And so what did this guy say? I mean, all the things, why? This is weird.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you do unsubscribe, you know, I mean, we don't want to force you. You know,
no,
we don't mandate
not.
Emails from the Robert Scott Bell Show. So,
look,
that's all good, right?
Yeah.
So when you unsubscribe, it gives you an opportunity to put in a reason. Mm-hmm. As to why you're unsubscribing, which is helpful to me.
Yes.
Because I like to go and see, and it's like, you know, if I'm doing something wrong, I want to correct it, right? You know?
Right.
But some people, they just don't like emails. So, this guy, he unsubscribed. His name is Bill.
Bill, okay.
Bill, and under reason,
yeah,
he put, I do not want emails from you anymore because You are an Israeli partisan.
Is he listening to what show? Do we try to stray far from Middle East politics here on the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Israeli partisan.
Maybe he caught the recent edition with my mom, Mickey.
I don't
Grandma
know,
Mickey, because she's from Israel originally. But
I have no idea.
I'm just thinking, remember, folks, when we talk about partisanship, Republican, Democrat, we're all about less Democrat, less Republican, more Constitution. And anytime I've covered geopolitics, it's with the acknowledged recognition that we have here that we've got a bunch of puppet masters playing you, playing all of us, if you allow that to happen. Because you get into, I hate this, I hate that, you're bad. You know, it's like, no, you're all being played. And I go back to my mom's stories from when she grew up in what was then Palestine, became Israel, and of course the globalists came in and said, you've got to hate these people, they did this to you. And before that, my mom's talking about going to cafes, Arabs, Jews, Muslims, Christians, hanging out, going to the shuk. It was all just, hey, you know what? If we're left alone, and if you're left alone, you're going to find a way, or you should, or you might like to get along with your neighbors, because it's your own best interest. They're your neighbors. How do we figure this out? No, you got globalists coming in to muck up the works. And by the way, the United States of America, the incorporated government, it's no longer operating as a Republican form of government. The Constitution, by and large, is a mere suggestion from the past that you don't have to follow. So when we talk about, for instance, the Israeli government, somebody says, oh, you're a part. It's like, look, the Israeli government's got its problems, too. It's the same way the American, every government, our founding father said, the greatest danger to liberty is the growth, unbridled, uncontrolled, uncontained growth of government. And I stand by that. So if that's an Israeli partisan, okay. Bill, I don't know what he's on. Nothing good. But so long, that means there's more room for somebody else to be part of the Robert Scott Bell Show email list.
There you go.
So,
anyway, there you go.
That's it. That's all I got to say. That was a weird way to start
our,
the show.
That's our email update for the day.
Right. So Ula says, good afternoon. That Mocha CBD has her name on it. she's checking that off. She wants to win that. I know. Like I said, the odds are good. The odds are in your favor. Walmart sued. How many times does Walmart get sued? Somebody goes in, spills a little banana juice, and slips on it, and they go, oh, I'm suing Walmart. This is a little bit of a different story here. And if you go to robertscottbell.com, and I hope let me see if I have it open yet. I might not have even opened it up, just in the midst of transitioning from the weekday show to the weekend show. Oh, there it is. I see it here. America's largest retailer, Walmart, being sued by a bunch of skepducks. Now, there's an organization called Center for Inquiry. Now, normally Monday through Friday, I'd get to show you the screen grab, but Sundays, you're going to have to go get it yourself. It's in the show notes. It's linked up. It's a hot link. And they're sued for medical fraud, right? Medical fraud. What have they done? Is it like the California legislature practicing medicine without a license, right? Telling your doctor, you can't give exemptions because you're not qualified, and our Department of Health, which is a political organization, is, and we're going to follow CDC's guideline to a T. By the way, CDC, massive economic conflicts of interest with their sale and promotion of the vaccines. Yeah, they are. They are absolutely the marketing arm of Big Pharma in this case. But no, they're suing Walmart because they sell, get this, homeopathy. They sell homeopathy. We got to sue them for medical fraud because we don't believe in homeopathy. We're skeptics. We're proud. We're molecular reductionists. We don't believe that energy impacts matter at all. So they go, you know what? It's not enough that, you know, they could be outside protesting Walmart, right? Hold up your sign. I hate homeopathy. Like, people will look at you and go, wow, you got too much time in your hands, folks, when you're doing that. As opposed to, hey, you know what? They sell it. You don't like it? Don't buy it. Bunch of wussies. I can't believe they're selling it. And it's right next to the real medicine. Right? There's aspirin, and then there's a homeopathic headache formula. How dare they? That stuff's not real. You know it's fraudulent. You know that it's, let me tell you folks, especially you skeptics, the vast majority of the reason, if I can call it, say it that way, that your medicines are perceived to work is placebo. Yeah. Most of it's garbage, it's junk, and junk science. Yeah, you heard me say that. And the main difference is,
Whether a homeopathic medicine works for you or not, it won't kill you. But skeptics, God love them, their evidence of proof that their medicine is real and ours is not is that their medicine can kill you. If it can't kill you, it's not real. I'm not making this up. They've used that as an argument. Well, homeopathy, that's just crazy. You could take a whole bottle and you will not die. Well, I think that's a good thing. Wouldn't you perceive that? Take a whole bottle of aspirin. Yeah, people do that on purpose to get rid of their bodies and move on to the next life. Although it's not pretty often when you do it that way. But they're sued for fraud for selling homeopathy. This guy, Nick Little, Center for Inquiry. Skeptic extraordinaire. Who else was on the list? One of the people I think is he's very known as a skeptic out there. Dawkins or something?
Yeah. Richard Dawkins.
Richard Dawkins. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I get the suits where you're trying to make a little money. You slip on something and you say, hey, pay my bills, whatever. But this is a suit basically to prevent a retailer in a semi-free market. I say it's semi because it's not really a free market. To sell something that their customers want. They're not forcing you to buy homeopathy. And maybe you're upset because there's not enough signage to say, hey, this stuff isn't real and it can't kill you. I would like to see that sign in Walmart and every pharmacy across the nation selling homeopathy and selling allopathic medicines. You have the allopathic section next to the homeopathic section. Okay, the allopathic section says this is the stuff that Dawkins and Nick Little from the CFI say is real medicine, but it can kill you, even if you take it correctly. And that's according to the peer-reviewed medical literature. Years ago, we've covered this for many years. And the homeopathic section says, you know what? A lot of people don't think this works, think it's bunk, especially Nick Little at the Center for Inquiry. But it won't and can't kill you. You get to choose. How's that? These people, these skeptics, it's one thing to hold a view that we might disagree with. It's another thing to use the power and force of the courts and the government to prohibit you from making a selection or choice that they don't like. And I think it fundamentally comes down to that. Do you believe in liberty? Do you believe in freedom? The skeptics often do not. They believe in coercion, deception. They would claim homeopathy is deceptive. But no one's forcing you to buy it, even at Walmart, where I typically don't get my homeopathic remedies from Walmart. But what do you think? Is it a freedom issue? Do the skeptics want to prohibit you from making choices that might not be homeopathic, but botanical, from which most drugs are derived and then made poisonous or more toxic? Let me know what you think. We're back with Jeffrey Jackson. We're going to start with CBD and FDA next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and CancerTutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100. Or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, live 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. We start our broadcast week right here on radio with GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. We have Jeffrey Jackson back with us. He's a busy guy. He's reporting for the High Wire each and every week with our friend Del Bigtree. He's got JeffreyJackson.com. And today, you know, building on this idea, Jeffrey, that, you know, there are people that just freak out about homeopathy being available in mass market, Walmart as such. There's a bigger issue I think the FDA is about to tackle called CBD. Now that the Farm Bill said hemp is fully legal, I know there's some gray areas we covered last week on the show at CB Sciences talking about, you know, where does CBD fit as a dietary supplement or as an ingredient added to things. And you've got a big piece on it that I think CNN published. What is going on with CBD and FDA?
Yeah, I've been excited to talk to you about this, because you have such a wealth of knowledge on the cannabinoid system and CBD. And it's just interesting, you know, I saw this headline, the FDA is now seeking input because they want to regulate it. And, you know, a lot of these articles saying they have to do it fast because the genie's out of the bottle. It's already in the market. They are talking about like $22 to $25 billion in the next 5 to 10 years. Mm-hmm. This thing's racing. And the FDA comes in and says, well, we're worried about exaggerated marketing claims and its safety. Meanwhile, I did a quick search on PubMed because in the articles it's saying, you know, there's a lack of scientific evidence here. PubMed's quick search of the cannabinoid system, over 2,400 scientific studies published in, you know, respected peer-reviewed journals involving the cannabidiol, cannabinoid system. So I'm not sure that constitutes a lack of scientific evidence. And then there's the real-world aspects of it. In fact, the FDA actually has already given a green light for a CBD drug that treats severe epilepsy, which, you know, parents have been talking about that for years before that drug even came online, that this THC and the CBD has helped with their children's epilepsy. So I don't know. There's a lot of questions here because the science seems to be you know, science has never settled, so I'm not saying we should stop the science, but to have the FDA come in and stick a wedge in this because they're concerned about safety of all things, when using the fact that there's not much science, it just seems like a really weak ploy. And, you know, this is the FDA. This is an agency that historically failed to do proper safety testing to regulate the asbestos industry, tobacco, sunscreen, vaccines, medical devices. Mm. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So it's like, how many times do we want to let this wolf into the hen house here?
Yeah, Grandpa overdosed on CBD. What happened to Grandpa? Is he okay? Yeah, no, he just took a nap. He's okay. He woke up rested and less anxious. You know, folks, it's not to say that you can't overdose on anything and everything. I think, in actuality, other than homeopathy, funny enough, I even talk about silver here and the peer-reviewed articles on that, not biased or not based on any one company's products, but just silver in general ingestion. It took 24,000 times the reference dose to achieve any evidence of inflammation of cells in the body. 60,000 was another one, and I don't know many substances that you can go that high on, even botanical. So we do acknowledge that there needs to be safety assessments on all of these things. That's not what we're disputing here. But as Jeffrey Jackson brought up, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there causing harm that they are not analyzing or investigating, including, dare I say it, the vaccine issue, which they completely deny. They're in vaccine injury denialist mode still over what's happened there. And CBD, seemingly, and I was obviously at the Autism One last week for a little bit, too. And there are a lot of parents saying, hey, you know what? CBD has changed our lives. Our children are much better because they have access to it. But when it comes to claims, recognizing there's regulatory stringency within the dietary supplement industry that can't make claims for intractable seizure disorders. That has to be a drug, you know, approval process, which happened with GW Pharma.
That's right. And, you know, it's interesting because the FDA comes in here. This is one of the agencies that has kept the cannabis down for decades and decades and decades. This is who a lot of these people have been fighting against to get this thing released from the U.S. government. So for them to come in is really a slap in the face to try to regulate. But there's no other, you know, everything looks like a nail when all we have is a hammer. So what else is going to regulate it? And, you know, at this point, this may be a great time to blur the lines or to introduce the idea of, you know, we have this medicine, CBD. Maybe it's up to the person at this point. Maybe we just let people make whatever claims they want, you know, because the marketing claims, everyone's making these marketing claims. We let people make the marketing claims they want and let the people decide. Let them try some low dosages and work their way up. Maybe get with some practitioners. Get with some practitioners that can do it, can help people guide them on that journey.
You, my friend, are arguing for freedom. That cannot stand. Except here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Health, freedom, healing, liberty. 2 hours a day. 6 days a week. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. We're also simulcasting on YouTube. Eventually, these videos end up at Brighteon, our buddy Mike Adams, the health ranger, where we don't get censored. Back with more of Jeffrey Jackson and Purdue Pharma next.
Live around the world.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Crime scene tape stretches across the street near the back entrance of a Virginia Beach municipal building where a city employee shot and killed 12 people, including some of his colleagues, before he died after a fierce gun battle with police. Virginia Beach Councilwoman Sabrina Wooten describes her reaction when she was notified about the active shooter.
I was stunned. I didn't believe it. I thought, quite frankly, but that it was a mistake because I was in a community meeting and the alert came across from one of the city employees who was at the meeting.
As officials struggle for answers, Mayor Bobby Dyer has tried to quell both sides of the gun control debate, saying he wanted to avoid the knee-jerk reaction and the bipartisan bureaucratic malpractice. An animal rights protester jumped onto a stage and grabbed a microphone from Senator Kamala Harris at MoveOn's Big Ideas Forum in San Francisco yesterday. Harris left the stage but returned moments later after the protester was removed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the show, you know I call the FDA the Fear and Death Administration, the CDC the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, by the way, NP, also the World Health Organization. I don't really have a good name for them. I mean, there have been times where, just like any of these organizations, it's not like they're 100% bad. You know how life is. There's some muddy areas, gray areas, and in the mud, there might be some good fats that will help you with anxiety. Get to that next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got Jeffrey Jackson with us, jeffreyjackson.com. He's doing reports regularly for Highwire, our friend Del Bigtree, their weekly show, Thursdays at, I believe it is 11 a.m. Pacific. Yep. And, of course, you can watch all of these things as long as it's not being censored on many different outlets, including Variety on. The
The issue of organizations. Organizations, by and large, by definition, I shall say, are not dysfunctional. I mean, they just are what they are. Now, do they become dysfunctional? Certainly. Now, we have a biological organization, our bodies, our cells, and that which our cells rely upon, microbes, bacteria, for instance. They have to work together for the life of this vessel that we have. I call it our temple. You know, we inhabit it while we're here on planet Earth. And yet organizations and government don't tend to work cooperatively for the benefit of anybody else except those who have paid the price. I mean, I don't mean in a negative way, you pay the price, that hurts. No. They buy influence of these organizations. World Health Organization has a lot of conflicts of interest in terms of funding with vaccines, for instance. Now, the issue of opioids and opioid toxicity, this is a disaster of regulation. This is not caused by a free market. This is caused by the FDA going, yep, whatever you say, Purdue Pharma, bring it on the market, we believe you. And it rolls uphill from there because apparently they duped the World Health Organization as well on these opioids. I'm not sure how, but Jeffrey Jackson does know how, and he's going to tell us. Jeffrey, welcome back, my friend.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, a great introduction. And I would say, you know, much like the human body, all the way to the World Health Organization, the organization, what goes in, you have to look at what goes in and what comes out. And this is kind of the basis of this story. So, you know, I don't have to preface it. For people in America right now, there's been an opioid epidemic. It's been mounting. I mean, the graph is almost exponential to the last, it's over a decade now. It's coming up on 20 years. And as a result, there's actually some legal claims now. So there's over 1,600 claims against OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma. 36 states have sued them for aggressively marketing the painkillers, for underplaying the drug's addictive qualities. So the story here starts in 2016 with the World Health Organization. So the Los Angeles Times did this rare piece of actual journalism. It was called OxyContin Goes Global. And they revealed that there is this international arm called Mundi Pharma, and they're actually being run by Purdue Pharmaceutical. So what's happening is Purdue Pharmaceutical, through this international arm, is basically doing the same formulation, aggressive marketing, lying about the safety, on and on and on about OxyContin, about the painkillers, influencing trade groups internationally. It's the same formula that caused the opioid epidemic here in the U.S. that we're trying to dig our way out of. So it's just starting internationally now because, really, in America, opioids are a dying business when it comes to Purdue Pharma. The spotlight's on them. They can't really make the money they used to. So after this 2016 Los Angeles Times expose, Catherine Clark, she's a congresswoman in Massachusetts, and Kentucky Congressman Hal Rogers and 10 other congresspeople put together this letter, and they sent it to Margaret Chan. She's the director general of the World Health Organization. They basically said in this open letter, we're warning you because this is what's happening internationally, and this has the potential to set up a global opioid epidemic if checks and balances aren't caught in time. And, you know, here in America, we can help you with that. We can teach you. Look what happened here. There's no need to go down this road internationally. So that's where the story starts. Now, it turns out that because of legal discovery, that letter in 2017, Congresswoman Clark and Congressman Rogers kept on this story. And they found out through legal discovery and through emails that the World Health Organization wasn't really innocent. They actually are using the talking point of Purdue Pharmaceutical Company in their guidance policies for opioids. So they're in a way complicit in this. And that's where the story really gets like a really big head scratcher here. So this is where the headlines came from the last couple of days. The two congresspeople put out an open report. And anybody can read it, and it was a damning report for the World Health Organization because it showed how badly they've been compromised by industry. And now the question really, it doesn't really matter at this point, but the question is, were they willfully compromised, or was this something that just, you know, checks and balances were missed and out came something that, you know, industry influenced, but, you know, people weren't really watching to stop it. who knows? But the policy is out there, and this is now we're in dangerous waters.
Jeffrey, you think about the level at which the scientists have achieved. You know, if they're part of the WHO or the CDC or FDA, I mean, you know, they got to have some kind of credibility from their schooling and their degrees. Now, I often call them degrees because they don't use the sense God may have given them when they basically say, hey, who's paying me? Let me put those blinders on for them. And we've seen it time and time again with CDC, FDA. To see it with WHO, not surprising. I mean, they screwed up big time with their promotion of bird flu and swine flu over the years as well, just as our CDC has in the United States. But the idea that we need to just strengthen these regulatory bodies or these global non-governmental organizations to protect us from big pharma. Irony is not even the word. I mean, you're just begging to be destroyed by these organizations because they are captured already by the industry that they are designed to either regulate, as the FDA is supposed to do, or the World Health Organization is supposed to kind of monitor health around the world. If there's a problem or, you know, with a vaccine, they should be going, hey, there's a problem here, rather than, hey, promote blind acceptance, and if you don't, we're going to put you on the vaccine hesitancy list, which we now list as one of the top 10 threats to global health.
Right. It seems like censorship's kind of their answer. Well, to speak to what you're saying, in 2007, the World Health Organization began seeking input on new opioid guidelines. Now, at that time, the U.S. had over 36,000 drug overdose deaths, which, you know, people, a lot of researchers say the opioid industry was the root of that. And so a third of the organizations WHO consulted had financial relationships with the opioid industry. So they're essentially writing or helping write the guidance, the new guidance. So the new guidance comes out, and this is what it is today. And it didn't just come out. It came out in 2011, 2012, but this is the current guidance. And they're using Purdue Pharma's talking points. For instance, they say less than 1% patients have fear of overdose or dependence from these drugs. So that's a lie. And then they talk about a thing called opioid phobia. And this got a laugh every time I talk about it. But this was another opioid industry talking point. It's basically the anti-vax label for the opioid industry. Anybody that has concerns about opioids, about the fear of it, about the use of it, about overdosing, that includes doctors, nurses, families, anything, they're labeled opioid phobic. So this is in the WHO's guidance. So this carried over from Purdue Pharma's talking points. And this is all in there. And then the final thing they did was there's a three-step pain ladder. So it goes from light all the way to heavy drugs. The WHO eliminated the center rung of that. So now it's basically, this is for kids. Now it's basically if your kid has some pain, you give them Tylenol. If that doesn't work, go right to OxyContin.
Wow.
And that's WHO's guiding principle. And what came out in discovery in the lawsuits was Purdue said that middle rung of that ladder was their main competitor. So who gave them exactly WHO gave them exactly what they wanted in their new guidance. So it's hard to say WHO is just, you know, asleep at the wheel. There are really some pointed things that show that they're on Purdue's team.
Oh, clearly. I mean, as I say, I try to impact with this thought that these people are not, you know, pulled off the street, you know, having Walmart degree in whatever. These people are picked because they've risen to some degree the top where they can go, okay, these are credible people for our organization, WHO, CDC, FDA. And yet, of course, they are culpable when they look the other way. We've covered stories of those who become whistleblowers and they have to have protection when they point out the things that are done to corrupt the integrity of what they maybe they signed on for the right reasons. I want to be part of this team. I think it's going to be great for the health of the people of the planet that we're on, right? And then they find, oh my gosh, the level of corruption. You point it out innocently, like a Boy Scout. You go, hey, look, this doesn't seem right. And you're slapped down so fast, so hard, you go, oh, I guess that's not something we're supposed to bring up. And if I want to stay here, I'm just going to have to put those blinders on me and keep my head down and keep going. Or you make a decision that I want to sleep well at night. I don't want to harm people. I want to, in the afterlife, whatever you perceive that to be, I want to have a peaceful transition and not go to some place that's burning hot, right? And so you make a decision that makes it so you can't do what you thought you were you know, trained to do. Your degree is for that. And so there are these human conflicts throughout our history like this. And then the FDA in America goes after CBD, cannabis, kratom, which, by the way, if you go to robertscottbell.com, there's organic kratom that we utilize here, and I've used it. My son has used it coming off of a dental extraction. Used CBD and kratom, did not have to rely on any painkiller after that dental extraction scenario. So there are options outside of the realm of the Fear and Death Administration and their approval process, and do we have the freedom to go there? Well, if you believe in the authoritarian regime, FDA, WHO, they're infallible, they know better. Live your life that way at your own risk. But Jeffrey Jackson is pointing out some very, very critical information about these organizations, that they are as corruptible as any human being is, maybe times a thousand or a million, because their reach grows and grows, and their reputation as they're marketed into some artificial reality, that they actually care about you and want to protect you. So, Jeffrey, what you're doing here is so very important. I wish more of you were out there. I know there's only one Jeffrey Jackson, but we'll take it as long as you keep dishing it out. It's good.
There's plenty of info out here if anybody wants to come out and start reporting. Yeah, it's an interesting thing, and to wrap it in with our first story, you know, mm-hmm. This is a direct opioid, CBD, THC is a direct competitor to the opioid market. So the FDA unleashed that in the late 90s, and one of the people on that team responsible for it went and worked for Purdue Pharma a year later. So the revolving door is there, and people can research that.
Yeah, the revolving door. I didn't mention that, so thank you, Jeffrey. Hey, can you hang out till the top of the hour? You okay
sure.
for that? Yeah. All right, so the interesting phone call I got this week related to how we reported on another story related to the HPV vaccine, and it came from the University of Southern Alabama. And so you want to hear about it? Jeffrey and I will talk about it with you next.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Oh, these pains, my neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwave. microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, so I got a call this past week from, I think, Super Don, you got it and passed it on to me somehow. This Carol, a woman named Carol, I'll leave her last name off, from the University of South Alabama. And, you know, we don't often get calls from universities. I thought, okay, and I do know for a fact that we have people that at work at universities, research, they listen to the show. Not all of them hate us. Some of them go, like I said but over the years, you go, Robert. They say, you go. Shh, I can't talk about it, but I tell people to listen to your show so they learn the real stuff. And Jeffrey, again, as an investigative journalist, a writer, you will take, for instance, peer-reviewed articles from universities, and you'll read them, you'll review them, and then you'll write about them. And, you know, we often do the same, or we'll highlight your article or articles like Health Impact News that will cover these things. A few weeks back, there was an article about the University of South Alabama finding the unusual information that they said the higher the rate of vaccines uptake, the higher the rate of cervical cancer, right? The more that they're doing the HPV shot, the more cervical cancer is appearing. And so he wrote about it. We reported on it. And I called this woman back, Carol, and she says, you need to correct that article because that's not what we meant. That's not that's not the right interpretation. You know, we are very pro-vaccine and basically saying you twisted our words. But it's right in there. They admitted they were surprised by the findings that the more uptake, the more compliance with these vaccines, particularly HPV, the more cervical cancer.
So I'm like, I didn't get into it with her. I was very pleasant with her. I said, well, ma'am, I didn't write the article as we went through it. She went on our website. Oh, yeah, I see you didn't write that. You're in there. Yeah, I said, you should contact them if you have a problem with the article. But do get back to me. I'm curious. I'll follow up with what you find. And so, Jeffrey, this is interesting. I don't know if that's ever happened to you, where you did a story on a peer-reviewed article. Maybe a university says, oh, I don't like the way Jeffrey Jackson's reporting on it. You better change it. But that was a very interesting interface over the past couple of days.
Yeah, well, that speaks to the whole revolution that's happening right now in the interpretation of scientific data and the kind of the open sourcing of it. So everyone can look at the data and make their own interpretation. The BMJ, the medical journal, it was formerly British Medical Journal, now it's BMJ, they came out with an initiative called Restoring the Ignored and Abandoned Trials. So they, you know, the pharmaceutical companies or whoever's doing the trials will kind of cherry pick sometimes. And they do some statistical manipulation to make things look better, but they never release the full data sets for the global community, the researchers and doctors to research. So they did it with, as we've reported on before, depression medication. They found out that the severe effects were greatly downplayed. So, you know, it's not up for someone that does the study to tell people how to interpret it. That's the bottom line. It's up to the global community to do that.
But the irony in this case, Jeffrey, is that they were surprised by the findings and acknowledged and admitted them. But the fact that it was picked up and reported on, maybe to emphasize that surprise, was something that they like, wait, we've lost control of the narrative now. Because the mainstream media would never report on it, you know, like that. Even if it's in the article, the headline would read the opposite, how wonderful HPV shots are and the reduction. So here it is now, the growth of new media. The growth of media that is not constrained or beholden to pharmaceutical or even research university interest. They're very concerned. They're upset that they would reach out to the Robert Scott Fellowship and go, hey, wait a minute. You're interpreting our data that we interpreted that way, but wrong. No, you're emphasizing it too much. Or they'll keep going. So I'm curious if they'll ever follow up with me again on this.
Yeah, it's fascinating how it's the overreach of control. They're trying to maintain control in an environment that is going to more of the individual, is leaning towards more of the individual and their own interpretations. And they may not be used to people reporting on their stuff. They may be used to just putting it out there, and it's kind of an echo chamber of scientific hallways, but never gets to the mainstream media bubble. And so this may be the first time they're experiencing this. And, you know, if they're reporting on the HPV vaccine and it's reporting like this that's happening, I'm sure they get a little pushback in their department. That's not uncommon. That's not unheard of. Or look at Chris Exley's dealing with that with his aluminum studies and HPV and other people that have studied the HPV vaccine. It's a very hot topic, so I wouldn't go so far as say that they may be getting academic pushback or, you know, their jobs are on the line.
Well, and Jeffrey, you're not above correcting something. I said to her, I said, listen, if we got it wrong, please reach out to me. I will analyze it, reanalyze it, and say, oh, we goofed on that one. So we like to be right. Of course, who doesn't? But if we get it wrong, it's okay. Just that we don't often get it wrong. Neither does Jeffrey Jackson. My friend, Jeffrey, thanks for being on board this hour.
Thank you.
Whole other hour of broadcast healing coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty, where you learn that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, ooh, good hour.
More innovation. Nailed it. From my
Jeffrey, excellent. So, again, if you want to chat later today or if there's time this week, let me know. I'm not traveling until Thursday. I got to go to the Trinity Legacy Conference in Cincinnati for the next Friday, Saturday, Sunday of next week.
People okay. Yeah, I'll probably get hold of you this week. I got some major writing to do today, and I'll send an article over when I get it done.
All right, thanks.
And they do it for a 3-month period. So really can go into
excellent, guys. All right, thanks for having me.
Right. Have a good day. Yeah.
Talk to you later. Heavy metals right. That are in their system. Good to have Jeffrey back on board. That was nice.
Really yep. Causing
problems. And as far indeed. As using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right. Learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hi,
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.